Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided meditation today. And in this guided meditation, it is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of daily living, to take you away from the hurry and the worry, the anger, and all of the little mistakes of life that we get caught up in the course of a moment and claim them as our own. This broadcast is about claiming the sacred and the divine that is within you. This broadcast is a lifestyle-changing broadcast. And the intention of the broadcast is to lead you into that higher place that is within yourself. That place where we are whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that we will ever need for the journey. This prayerful meditation allows you to claim the I am-ness, power that is within you. And so I ask all of you that can to find yourself a comfortable place and to close your eyes very softly and to begin breathing in and out in a very slow, gentle, and calming manner that allow you to listen to the words in the prayerful meditation and claim the beingness that is within you. Our prayerful meditation comes from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power. I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I always want to leave you with one thought. Our prayerful meditations allow you to claim the beingness that you are, rather than anger, rather than confusion, rather than doubt, that you claim the power within you, the greater power of enlightenism. And as the enlightenism motto says, we don't use enlightenism to define God outside of us. We use enlightenism to define God within us. I now give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol, for that wonderful guided meditation and insights to get us going today on our broadcast. You're quite welcome. Get us going today on this broadcast to talk about your favorite subject, enlightenism.
Absolutely.
And the greater power within you.
Absolutely. There is nothing better.
And to share this information with as many people as you can.
Absolutely. About claiming the power within.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And thank you very much for those wonderful insights on enlightenism and the guided meditation.
Welcome.
Yeah, quiet our minds. I hear you. You always. I know you appreciate the work that you're doing, and I appreciate the work, and I'm sure our listeners appreciate what you're doing, and they can benefit from it. So it's good sometimes to hear it from another person to say, "Hey, we appreciate the work you're doing to change how you think and live, and leave an imprint here of your work." So that others can benefit from the greater power within themselves.
That is so true. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Okay, folks, I'm Brother Malcolm coming to you live from the Enlightenism Zone, a place where I love to be. Come and join me with this broadcast on how to create a powerful mind. Sister Carolyn and I shared insights on how to discover how to create a powerful mind, how you can discover how to create a powerful mind. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Our message, folks, is clear. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenism mind. We can overcome the past, our dependency on the past, and the illusions of the past. Letting go of our dependency on others in the past is one of the greatest challenges that we have before us. You do not have to suffer today if you're willing to let go of what's causing you to suffer. What is causing us to suffer? Where does all of this powerlessness and victimization come from? Well, there are four principles in the Enlightenment of Philosophy that sheds some light on that question. Sheds light also on who are you aware of being? And how did you become the person that you are currently aware of being? The first principle, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. The second, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. Number three, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. See, the first three principles, responsibility, acknowledgement of what of the cause, and the power to change what you have caused by beliefs and values from others. And the fourth principle, I acknowledge that for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first be willing to enter into self-discovery. And I'll add the fifth one today. I acknowledge that self-discovery is the gateway to my unconditioned awareness of being, or to what I call the consciousness of truth, which is the God in you, the greater power. Wherever there's life, this power exists, and it exists in each one of us. To access this power, we must be willing to let go of our dependency on the illusions of the past. We exist in the present, not in the past. And in the present, we can claim a powerful mind. And with a powerful mind, meaning you cleanse your mind of all of the awareness of being a victim, powerless, dependent upon others for information. When you do the work to live in the present, you can create a new belief system, or you can create new beliefs. One of the things that's important for all of us to understand is that the past is dead in a time continuum that does not connect with us in the present. See, the past is dead, and nothing lives in the past but illusions, illusions of others' lives. That's what lives in the past. And then memories of your life, my life, we can remember things about the past. But the past no longer exists, and neither are the people that we imagine or that we have memories of. Whoever I am aware of being as a child, a teenager, young man, all of those things are in the past. You're all gone. What is here today is where the work begins. The work to change your life begins today. Think of what you can do today to overcome the pain of yesterday and the pain of a victimized mind. What can you do today to change your awareness of being a powerful person without depending on someone else to affirm your power? I'm talking about what can you do today to become really aware of being a powerful person with a powerful mind. When I think about enlightenism, I think of clarity. I think about what it means and feels like to be free. I don't think about transformation from the victim to the enlightened person. I think about freedom and how free it feels to work in the mind. There are really no problems when you work in the mind. See, all of the things that we think about in this society where I am living, it's about things outside. Everyone is hoping today that things are going to change. So you have millions of people voting today with the expectation that things are going to change if they elect such and such a person or persons. How does your life change based upon the actions of another? So, well, someone can give us more programs, open up more opportunities for business people to create jobs for other people and so forth. Well, what about you, the individual? How do you stop numbing yourself to the fact that you are a powerful person? How do you let go of generational beliefs about who you are and a history that you didn't live in, but you identify with? And this is for all. Some people want to feel good because they came over on the Mayflower, and that makes them feel better about themselves. At least they believe they have some value from another person. We want to have some value from someone in the past, but the people in the past are gone. And we're hanging on to illusions about the past because we're uncomfortable with the present. When you're uncomfortable with the present moment, then you want to live in the past. You want to find something good in the past that can make you happy. But it's the present where all the problems are in your life. They're not in the past. Whatever you did, you know, whatever you did at the prom is no longer a problem in your life unless you're holding on and resurrecting things that happened in the prom in your life. So then you can carry this forth and say, I wish I had done this. I shouldn't have done such and such and such. But think about it. You can't do anything about it, the past. What you can do is live in the present. And in the present, you're not in a prom. You're not going to a prom. You're living in this moment. Are you working? You may be employed. You may be a college student. You may be a high school student. You may be working, doing all types of things today that you believe will make your life better for you and your children and your entire family. You want things to be better. What is it that you want? What is the greatest thing you can leave for your children? Money, stocks and bonds, property. What is it that you can leave another person that enriches their lives to so that they are willing to understand they have a powerful mind? Or is it like what I have seen experiences in my life, that people really don't care about what the person has done? They're looking for, what can I rummage through the house to find out what did they leave? What, how much money did they leave? And you think about this, I had a friend of mine who passed away, and she was a college professor. We'd known each other for a long period of time. And she was one of the forerunners in Black history and so forth. And when she passed away, she had stacks of books, bookcases filled with books. And the books just went away. People were not interested in the books. They were interested in her money and what she had left for them. What was of value to her was not of value to others. What is of value to me may not be of value to you. What is of value to me is the consciousness of truth in me, the greater power of God in me. That is of value to me. And not what is happening outside, which may be of value to millions of people, but it's not of value to me. Because I know my life cannot change based upon what's happening outside. Until I remove the beliefs that I brought outside into the inside of my mind, where I began to associate myself with being a powerless person. I'm going to take a quick break, bring Sister Carolyn in for a moment, and I shall return. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Sister Carolyn. I'm Brother Malcolm here. I encourage all of you to read one of my books, particularly Enlightenism and Seeds from the Ashes, to get a perspective of what it means to work in the mind, to understand the process of going from victim, meaning someone that has been taught to think of themselves as a victim, less than in society, to discovering a greater power within, the greater power of God existing as the consciousness of truth in me and everyone else. And this power offers you a clearer perspective about how to get out of the illusion that you were born into in this world. And in this illusion, you cannot find anyone in this country, probably anywhere else, that believe they are a victim. You're not find one politician, one person, one minister, no person can you find that's willing to acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life, and the current conditions in my life is that I'm a victim of someone else's beliefs and values, but I'm unwilling to acknowledge this. I don't want people to know. I don't even want to think about being a victim. I want to think and be in denial that I'm even living in an illusion. And people say, I'm doing everything I can to improve my life. You say, well, how are you improving your life? Well, I'm going to school. I stopped doing this. I stopped doing something and so forth and so on. And they think that makes your life better. Well, everybody's doing that, basically. All of us are locked into the same illusion. And we're all, without realizing it, in one way or the other, depending on others in the past to teach us how to live in the present. Specifically, it deals with spiritual religious beliefs. We want to know, have you ever been to a psychologist that didn't rely on someone in the past? Think about it. You're talking to a psychologist who has been trained by other psychologists based upon what someone said happened in the past. And that became the foundation, and you build upon it. But they ensure that you cannot let go of what happened in the past in order to get your credential to become a psychologist. And the same applies for philosophy. You're not going to become an accredited philosopher in any university unless you can explain the whole process and development of philosophy through the different stages. So you become familiar with all of the philosophers. What do you think? Do you think they're still relying on on the past? You think Kant relied on Plato? You think Locke and Hume and all of the others relied on Plato? Yeah. And Freud and Jung. And we rely on religious with Jesus, with the Buddha, with Krishna, with Muhammad. Think about it. That's what we're doing. But we cannot accept that we're doing it because it seems unnatural. So we think that by relying upon what others have done in the past, we can make our lives better. Yeah, we can within the illusion of making our lives better. In other words, they can only be affirmed by people who believe in the illusion, the social construct illusion. So, yeah, people say, you're doing great. You know, you have $1 billion. You have $10 billion. You have $100 billion. You're doing great. Well, who's telling you you're doing great? someone in the illusion who desire to have money and wealth and power and who cling to race, color, gender, age, religion, status, and education. That's who's telling you that you're doing good in life. That's the criteria you're using. And now you've studied some dead person in the past that you never met, but you idolize because someone told you some hearsay information about what they did or some book that someone wrote in the past that laid the foundation for what you're doing today. What you're doing in a university or in a pulpit somewhere or in a business operation. No one shouldn't on the stock market or running a multi-billion dollar corporation today thinking about how did it all originate. You're in denial, most people are in denial that they're capitalists. So accepting responsibility for the current conditions in your life means that you must start in the beginning and even what you think of yourself today, you have to understand for a moment that that's toxic, even what you think of yourself at the greater level of consciousness within you. But what you think of yourself today is what will lead you to the other principles to get into self-discovery. Then you will have direct knowledge that you were born with a powerful mind and you have everything you will ever need for the journey. I'm Brother Malcolm. Sister Carolyn, I'll be back with you tomorrow, 12 p.m., and here she is. Close us out, Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.com. org and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Long time coming, but I know.